Miss Barbara, Barbara Capo, Capo, born 8/23/72, today 7/28. She comes in, this is a 50-year-old woman who comes in today complaining of right knee swelling, period. She feels like she was walking on the treadmill and something happened to her knee. She has had no fall, no history of trauma, period. Allergy, penicillin, Levaquin, period. And period, got medical problems, anxiety, next number, medication, Lexapro, not suicidal, next number, surgery, cholecystectomy, some kind of brain tumor, next number, she recently saw her primary care physician, was diagnosed with metabolic syndrome, pre-diabetes, and that's why she started walking, period. Family history, diabetes. Mammogram is up to date, colonoscopy coming up this year, family history, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, reported COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, she weighs 163 pounds, 96%, 97.9, 16, 74, 130 over 80. Her weight's down about 7 pounds from previously at this time. Patient is alert, awake, heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixed with JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with a lesion. There's mild diffusion, right knee, good range of motion, no crepitus, no evidence of bruising, no evidence of bony disease. Assessment number one, knee pain, number two, slight effusion, number three, suspect most likely she has a torn meniscus, maybe a degenerative meniscal tear causing her swelling because of increased activity. Next number, Dexa, 8 milligram now. Next one is Toradol, 60 milligram. Next one is Mobic, 15 milligram at home. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is no history of gout. Next number is blood work up to date for her primary care physician who diagnosed her with metabolic syndrome. Next number, if she's not better next week, we'll get an MRI of her knee. Next number, she understands and agrees with the plan. Thank you.